Friday again, and time to hear from one of our Culture File guests about all the things they've been enjoying in watching, listening, tasting and smelling. And this time it's the turn of British bark specialist and current Dublin visitor David Good to share with us his Culture File likes.
Hi, so I'm David Good. I'm an organist and I'm here in Dublin playing with the orchestra and for a solo recital this week. Something I've been really slow to discover, way behind the whole of the rest of the world, is the West Wing. And I don't know where I've been all these years, but a friend of mine has introduced me to it and I've started watching it. And of course, there aren't really any surprises for anyone who kind of knows everything that happens. But I'm gradually discovering that. And it's quite fun on sort of political intrigue behind the scenes. And of course, over the recent years, we've had quite a lot of political intrigue in the UK and so forth. So that's been fun. One author I really like is John le Carré, and sort of spy thrillers generally. I also enjoy kind of classic sort of older fiction, but I recently read The Night Manager by le Carré, which was a television adaptation, which I actually saw some of the television adaptation before reading the book. And of course, there's sort of subtle differences, which in a spy thriller are quite important because you get a bit lost in the plot and think, hang on, I suppose that character's got to do that, and then they don't. But, you know, that's fun too. And so I love the kind of spare detail and slight grittiness in le Carré. And so, yeah, I enjoyed that. I listen to Radio 4 a lot. I used to listen to Radio 3 a lot, and I still enjoy that, but I've become a real Radio 4 listener, particularly in the car if I'm driving around. And I found myself listening to things particularly around sort of 9 or 9.30 in the morning. Seems to be when I'm in the car a lot. And so a programme like In Our Time, dealing with sort of some slightly random topic from history. It seems quite random, but then you just discover whole layers of it that you don't know. And I think there's a kind of serendipity with broadcasting. You just kind of tune in and find out what's on. And learn little nuggets, you know, it might be 5 minutes, might be half an hour of a subject you just never quite thought about. And so that's a bit subversive to your question. But yeah, I like just being surprised. I have lots of old favourites that I love having on, Mozart piano concertos. Not so often organ music, actually. Then you become, like, it becomes more or less like work. You're sort of not criticising, but sort of thinking, oh, well, they do that, or what's that registration, or, you know, and actually you're not just a music lover. And organists, I think there's a danger that we can become a bit ghettoised. Something about the nature of the fascination with the instruments and so forth, and it can be a bit hidden away and so forth. So I think it's great to, and I love to listen to a wide range of music. I also play the piano in recitals and so forth, and just knowing lots of Chopin, Rachmaninoff and so forth. The other day I realised I really didn't know my Sibelius symphonies. So I knew two or three of them really well, so sat down with the score and listened to numbers 3 and 4, which were quite not sort of big showy ones, but really interesting, and the form, the way it's laid out, and really unusual. And so that was a bit of a discovery, and again, not organ music at all, but glorious music. My mind, for some reason, goes to the south of France. Maybe it's because I had a cassoulet the other day and it reminded me. But a few years ago, I was in Toulouse and I was there actually to do with the organ. There's a wonderful organ there. I'd done my kind of work and was just sitting in the lovely square, beautiful sunshine, and duck cassoulet is quite the local dish there. So somebody said, oh, you must have that. So I did, and it was fabulous, and a nice glass of sort of local wine. And there's something about the whole experience. And I think with food, often it's about the experience. Obviously, just having a amazing taste. But when it's tied up with a really enjoyable ambience, some place you haven't been before, and particularly if it's a local cuisine, so that's nice. So I'm looking forward to a bit of sort of Dublin experience while I'm here this week. I think of candles, actually, because I have candles at home, and having a scented candle kind of in the house, and maybe it's being in churches a lot and candles there, but I have them in the house, and it's no particular kind of brand, but scented candles, whether it's a sort of, you know, you get cedar or something kind of floral or woody or whatever it might be. So that's something I like to do. Scents can be evocative, and I think also in churches they do have a particular smell, particularly an old church, and sometimes it's you know, the old stone, or often the kind of polish on the wood and that sort of thing. So there's something about that whole experience of going into the building, and I think the smells are very much part of it, and are sort of evoking all those years of going in and practicing. And so I think candles, you know, have a way of summing it up.
The likes of David Good there, and the final recital of his Dublin residence takes place tonight at 8 p.m. in St. Patrick's Cathedral as part of the Pipeworks Festival. And if you missed our interview with David from earlier in the week, he's among those piping up tomorrow in the Culture File Weekly, along with João Pedro Oliveira on Music for the Eyes, Laurie Lixenberg in an unnatural environment created by composer Karen Power, and Tiger Sullivan on The Will to Datafy. That's all coming up tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. on your radio, or, as I've probably mentioned before, right now, if you like a bit of certainty, and subscribe to the Culture File podcast.